The foundation of answered prayer, part 4. We have been talking about issue of prayer since last month, actually. And God specifically asked us to continue so that we can be established. Because, like we said, no entity can ever become stronger than his prayer life. It's not possible. You cannot be spiritually stronger than the level of your prayer life. And therefore, anything that wants to kill your prayer life, wants to destroy you. But as the Lord liveth, fresh order of the fire of the Holy Ghost will be ignited on your prayer altar in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will be empowered to pray and to prevail in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember that the knowledge of the truth is a very important aspect of the prevailing prayer. We started by saying that even God has promised us, and it's a covenant-keeping God. But he said in his word that we should pray. The Lord spoke to Timothy through Paul. He said, see to it that the prophecies that has gone before you, you make warfare with such prophecies. There are prophecies that have been released before you, but somebody can say, well, I didn't see one man, one prophet with a rod saying, oh, God has sparked me to speak to you. But this is a word, this is the book of prophecy. The Bible calls it the sure word of prophecy. So there are prophecies that have gone before you, but for it to come to pass, you must make warfare. You must pray according to that prophecy. Look at this example. Jabez came from the lineage of Abraham, isn't it? And God spoke to Abraham. He said, you will be blessed, and your seed shall be blessed, isn't it? But Jabez looked at his life. There is no indication, or there is nothing to link him up with that Abrahamic blessing. And so, he did not accept the status quo and say, no, because of the economic situation or because I had a challenge. In fact, the issue of Jabez was a genetic issue. Or what we can call inherited problem. He was not the one that named himself Jabez. Bible said he was named Jabez because his mother born him out of sorrow. And so, he was born into that challenge. But he looked at the record that as a seed of Abraham, I am supposed to be blessed. And he made warfare in line with that prophecy and said, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I must be blessed. And this blessing must not bring sorrow to me. You know what is called sorrow? The word sorrow is not something that happens when somebody dies or something. Sorrow is toiling. That means walking as an elephant and eating as a rat. That means laboring without result to match. Whatsoever is making you to labor without result to match must give way today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so, just like Jabez, we have the responsibility to labor in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And we also said that for us to enjoy or to have successful prayer life or to prevail in our prayer altar, we must be walking in love of God. Especially demonstrating it through forgiveness. No matter how much energy you invest in prayer, if you are still living in unforgiveness, according to the scripture, it will not be answered. And so, we also dread death with that, and we pray that God will baptize us with the spirit of love afresh. That we will walk in the love of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And so, today we quickly want to look at another important aspect of it, which is the revelation of the truth. Remember, the Bible said that this is the confidence that we have in Him. Thank you, Jesus. That if we pray according to his will, not just if we pray, because people pray and they don't get answer. You know, one of the reasons why people don't pray is because they don't get answer. It's natural for you to want to or to be motivated to do what brings answer or result to you, isn't it? You won't be begged to do it because you know that every time you invest in this business, it will yield increase. But so because people don't get result. And instead of coming out and say, okay, God, what must I do to get results? Because prayer is meant to be answered. They will go into religion or into self-pity and say, oh, maybe God doesn't want to answer now. They will start giving excuses. But from the beginning, it was not so. Prayer was designed to yield results. Thank you, Jesus. And so, looking at what are the ingredients that I need to put together, or what foundation must I stand in order for me to get the result? And one of it is that it must be in line with the will of God. Jesus prayed and said, oh Father in heaven, let this cup pass over me. Because he was about to go to the cross. He sweated. In fact, the Bible said he prayed to the extent that the capillaries of his head busted and he sweat like this were like a blood. Did God change his mind because of that? No. And so, if God will not change his will because of Jesus, he won't change his will because of you. Because the day God changes his will is the day he ceases to be God. And so, he won't change. You are the one that will align yourself with his word. That was why he said that this is the confidence that we have in him, that when we pray according to his will, he heareth us. Thank you, Jesus. Remember, we are not living in the kingdom of luck. Oh, that boy is lucky. In Swedish, we say likati. There's not nothing like likati in the kingdom of God. It's a lie. It's just their tradition. Forget it. If somebody says likati to me, I say, oh, I'm blessed. It's not, there's nothing like likati. Hallelujah. No. There's nothing like luck. In the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is not the kingdom of luck. It is governed and operated by the word of God, not luck. And if you play your part as a covenant partner, God is eternally committed to play his part. Hallelujah. It's as sure as that, that if you play your part, God is constant. Hallelujah. Which means that whether you pray in the moon or you pray on the earth, as long as the prayer is in line with his will, he answers it. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3. The Bible says, who, in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 said, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And upholding all things. How many things? Upholding all things by the word of his power, or by the power of his word. Hello? When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. But Bible is saying that God upholds all things by the power of his word. God upholds all things by the power of his word. His word cannot change. His word is his will. Hello? His word is eternal. God said in the book of John, that in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. The day the word of God will change, that's the day God will cease to exist. You see now, and God knows that one. He knows that there is nothing that can make him to change his word, sir. And so, no matter the intensity, no matter the level of the noise, no matter the passion, no matter the sentiment, no matter even how genuine the need is, if it's not in line with the will of God, forget. He won't answer. Hallelujah. You cannot entice God. I say, oh, Father, you know, you can bribe people. I say, okay, vote for us. If you vote for us, I don't want to vote for you. Okay, I'll give you 10,000. And I want a bag of rice. I want to eat, Father, today. Okay, I vote for you. You can entice people. But when you come to God, forget. Because the day he sees it, the day he acts against his word is the day he will cease to be. And God forbid, that will never happen. Thank you, Jesus. And so, let us be conscious of that. That the first thing, like I want to tell us, when challenges come, don't just start crying. I cry. Emotion won't solve anything, no. You go to the word and say, what is the foundation that I have to conquer? Hello? You go to the word. Jabez will have wasted as a beggar. What he did from the scripture. Daniel will have wasted. Bible said, I, Daniel, understood by who? He discovered from the scripture the future of his people. And he said, Lord of heaven, you said 70 years we will stay in this land. 70 years we must be free. Are they not free?
There is no devil that has the capacity to withhold the word. Bible said he upheld all things by the power of that word. Bible said there was nothing, nothing, nothing means nothing. There was nothing that was made without the word. There is no king, no kingdom, no entity, whether corporate or individual, that can ever resist the word. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
So, if you pray according to his word, you are bound to get answer. Let's look at this example again. In Genesis chapter 4 and verse 5. Genesis chapter 4 and in verse 5. God was speaking to Cain. They were even few then. But God still didn't change his mind. I said, okay, because they are few, let me help them to grow. Let me change the rule. Like, they are changing the rule in Nigeria. They said, okay, you don't pass exam. You are from a certain part of the nation. You bend the rules more. Don't do that in the kingdom. He said, when he was speaking to Cain, Genesis 4 verse 5, he said, but unto Cain and unto his offering, he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell, became sad. Why? You know, they gave offering unto the Lord. You see, but why was God, why didn't God accept his offering? Some people said, oh, because he didn't use animal. That's a lie. He was not a livestock farmer. He was into crop production. Yeah. So, but he gave wrong. He gave the leftover, not the substance. Hello. He gave the tithe, the one that he wanted to give the animal. Say, that means that's to show you the value he placed on God. And God said, look at what God said there. He said, and the Lord said, they didn't say as the pastor said, they didn't say as Moses said. The word Lord there is capital letter. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why are you angry? And why is thy countenance falling? Now, this is the key. If thou dost well, I mean, if you do it according to the instruction, shall thou not be accepted? And if thou dost not well, seeing light at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt, you know, thou shalt rule over him. So he's saying that if you give the offering according to my will, it will have been accepted. So if you pray, because people go into frustration when they pray, oh God, give me that job, and that job is not coming. But you check, are you praying according to his will? People get frustrated and say, okay, you see that God doesn't answer prayer anymore, or because of a sin somewhere, or because of my uncle that doesn't like me. No, check first. What is your will for me, sir? Hello? I spent years praying, waiting for my appointment letter from oil company in Nigeria. And God said, oh boy, that's not the plan for you. Hello? Who carry your Bible and preach this thing? I resisted. No, you don't remember. You see, the more you resist, the more frustrated you will be. So discover the will. What is God saying concerning you? Don't even force your children into things. What is your will for this boy, Lord? Hello? Because God is only committed only to his will. Thank you, Jesus. How are we sure about this? Jeremiah chapter 33. The same Jeremiah which our focus for the month. In verse 19 now. Jeremiah 33, verse 19. He said, and the word of the Lord came unto me. Jeremiah 33, verse 19. The word of the Lord came unto me, unto Jeremiah, saying, thus said the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day, and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then may also my covenant be broken with David my servant, that he should not have a son to reign upon his throne, and with the Levites, the priests, my minister. So God said that the only day that this word of covenant will not work is the day when night and morning ceases to be. Would that ever be? It's impossible. That is to tell you, to make you sure that no matter what, there is nothing, nothing that can break the covenant of the word of God. It is 100% sure. Hello? Instruments can get spoiled. You can put trust in some things and you say, okay, I mean, we've even seen soccer, football, that they are playing and the keeper is no more there.
Somebody's about to just put the ball in the empty end. He still miss it. Papa. So they call it strong banker. Strong banker doesn't work that way. But the word of God is sure of the strongest banker. Hallelujah. The word of God will always work. If you do the required, you will always acquire the desired. Therefore, let us receive the grace to do the required in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. No matter the passion, like we said, no matter the intensity, no matter how compassionate you may be, if your prayer or your need is not in line with the will of God, it will not be answered. Paul was speaking to the Philippians. Thank you, Jesus. Philippians chapter 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Hallelujah. Let's quickly read it. It said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. We quote that scripture. I can do all things. Not just all things. I can do all things in line with his will. Hello? You can do all things. Can you go and rob? You can do all things like that. You do all things in line with his will. He said, notwithstanding, ye have well done, that ye have communicated with my affliction, because they sent offering to him. And he was writing back to them. And he said, now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Say, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all, and I abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing unto God. Well pleasing. So their offering was well pleasing unto God. Remember that he was once with them and they sent offering to him, not because he lacked money, not because he was begging, but because they followed the will of God. Because the kingdom of God, in this kingdom, we know that the Bible said that as long as earth remains, seed time and harvest time will be. Hello? So you have to sow, but it's not enough to sow your seed. You have to give it in line with the will of God. For example, giving it lovingly. Hello? Not because I'm twisted. Hey, everybody rise up now. Let's give offering 5,000 now. We want to buy a car right now. If you don't give that, I say, that's not nonsense. That's satanic. Hello? Anywhere you go and they ask you to bring money to pray, they are liars. Hello? It's fake. Because offering must be given willingly. Hello? Willingly. Lovingly. Not coerced. Even when you are raising altar of sacrifice, you say, God, I'm raising altar of sacrifice and thanking you for this thing that I'm asking for in anticipation of the answer. And you say, I'm sowing so money to God. But not just say, okay, I want to fast for you for 2 days. After give me 10,000 naira. I want to buy something. It's a lie. Thank you, Jesus. Don't make yourself mince meat for the devil. Because they're just using your money to eat burger. It's not from God. Hello? In the New Testament dispensation, we have been called to be priests. Hello? And kings in his presence. The veil has been removed. You have the confidence. The Bible said, come boldly into the throne of grace. Come boldly. This is your pastor. Thank you, Jesus. So, what I'm trying to say is that he said they gave it, and that offering was well pleasing unto God. That means it was in line with the will of God or the word of God. And what is the consequence? Now, 15, because we normally quote Philippians 4:19. But we don't quote the one before. He said, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. So as long as you have done part A, which is to give according to his will, as long as you have done the part A by praying according to his will, God is bound to supply your needs. Did you get that? So God doesn't look at your race or your age or your connection or your family level. No. He looks at his word. Thank you, Jesus. Did you get anything from this one now? So number one thing is that it must be in line with his word. But now, as we attempt to round up, You can only pray in line with the will of God that you know. You can only pray according to the knowledge that you know. That is why ignorance stings at any time. The Bible says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Without the revelation of the truth, you cannot enjoy exploit. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14, he said, this is the confidence that we have, that if we pray or if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Hello? He said, and if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. If we ask in according to his will. James chapter 4 and verse 3. James 4:3 said, reading another version of the Bible now, basic English, he said, you make your request, but you do not get it. Why? Because your request has been wrongly made. You see, this translator put it in an easier way for you to understand now. He said, you did not get your request because your request has been wrongly made. Thank you, Jesus. Then, let's go to Revelation chapter 10. Chapter 5, the one I read before. Our time is fast spent. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 5. Thank you, Lord. He said in verse 4, let's jump to verse 4 to save our time. He said, and I wept much because no one was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look unto them. Say, no one, no man on earth, no man under the earth, no man even in heaven. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not. And I speak to you today that whatsoever is making you to weep secretly, solution shall come speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, we weep over issue because we don't know the solution. If you are driving and you know that you have extra tire and you hear shh, are you going to spark and say, ooh. If you start crying, they will call the ambulance. They say, grab him before he goes into the market. Because you know that this is a solution. There's a solution waiting for you. So we worry because we don't know where the solution is. So, but when you know the solution, you just lay hand on it. Thank you, Jesus. If you have money in the account, and they say they send a bill to you, and you know that your Agbemagbe bank, and you have plenty of it there, you just write the check, isn't it? Because you know the abundance is there. But if you don't know where it is, by the time you open the envelope, it may be in the winter, you start sweating. Hallelujah. Because you don't know. But if you know, you just smile. Hallelujah. You just smile. They came to Jesus with many things to tempt him. He knew where the result was. He smiled and he handled it. So whatever is making you to weep, I see help locating you today in the name of Jesus Christ. So he said, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Now, verse 6 said, and I beheld, and in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent into all the earth. Lamb that was slain, that is Jesus. He entered by his blood, isn't it? Verse 7 said, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of the odors, which are the prayers of the saints. The prayer of the saints can only access heaven by the blood of the Lamb, who opened the book unto them to know what they are supposed to do. You look at it now. So he said,
It was the prayer of the saint. So it's the prayer that you pray that is not, that doesn't pass through the lamb, is fake. And the main function of the lamb is to prevail by his blood to open the book. Hello? You get it now. And he said, and when he had taken the book, verse 9 now. He said, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou was slain and hast redeemed us unto God, what? By thy blood, out of every kindred. So you didn't say, okay, I'm not from Israel. No, every kindred. Hello? And every tongue, and every people, and every nation. Now, verse 10 said, and has made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth. Going back to a commandment that was given in Genesis, when God created man, and he said, God gave them dominion to reign. Hello? So, we are to reign. We are born to reign. But we will only reign by gaining access to the truth. Thank you, Jesus. So as we round up today, why is the revelation of the truth important? Why do I need to understand? Number one, the Bible said in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 2, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. Through what?
The knowledge.
Through what?
The knowledge.
2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3. He said, grace and peace. What is grace? That is grace is God's riches at the expense of Christ. So grace is available to you through what? Through knowledge. Through what? Through knowledge. Not just through prayer. Through knowledge. Through understanding. Knowledge is know and have an edge. Do you understand it now? Because when you know something, you have the edge over them. You know the footballers. I like using football as an example, especially when they know that, okay, they were talking about Liverpool and every other team, that they say, okay, what do we do? Let's look at the appointment. They knew something that the Liverpool didn't know. That if you break their back in that area, they demoralize them. And they ended up having an edge over them. Sorry, maybe you're a fan of Liverpool here. But they dealt with them. They took advantage of that. So every way the enemy has been buffeting you, he is taking advantage of your ignorance. There is no mountain that cannot be leveled. The only obstacle you have is the ignorance. And so Bible said that grace and peace be multiplied unto you. We are talking about, why do I need revelation of the truth? I need it because grace and truth can only multiply through the understanding. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, according as his divine power, he has given us all things that pertain unto life. How many things?
All things.
He said, Christ has given us all things. Wealth and health. He has given us. The book has been opened. But you have to gain access to it. Through what? Through knowledge of the truth. He said, he has given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. Through the knowledge. Through what? Through the knowledge. All things are ours through the knowledge of the truth. But we can never lay hold on it if we are not aware of it. You remember, your enemy, he specializes in hiding things from you. Everyone that is taking advantage of you, he takes advantage of your ignorance because he doesn't want you to see how you can handle him. That's why every 419, every thief, they will block your assets by quickly coming to you and rushing you. Say, if you don't invest in that business now, this opportunity is passing. No, take it. He doesn't give you time to think. Before you know what is happening, you sign it, bam. You will not fall into pit in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, without the knowledge of the truth, you can't gain access to the thing that belongs to you. And you remember, your enemy is a thief. So, he wants to take it, he wants to cover it from you. But you will not be a victim of the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Number two, why do I need the revelation or the knowledge of the truth? You can never have faith or pray the prayer of faith without knowledge. Number one, if you don't have understanding of it, you can't lay access on it. Number two, you cannot have faith without knowledge. How? Because Bible says that faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Or faith comes by the discovery of your right in Christ Jesus. That's how faith comes. Hello? You go to office. You say, okay, Abespomelian, I need this thing. He said, no, you can't have it. Ah! And you bring out the paper. But he said, if I come in at so-so-so stage, and so-so-so age, I have this right. I said, you are right to have it. That's the way it is. You lay hold on the right. So faith is discovering your right and believing it, that the one that has promised is not a liar. That's what faith is. Forget about all the theological big grammar. No. Faith is simply believing, discovering your right or the will of God and standing on it, having enough confidence that what God said is true. That by his stripes I am healed. How? Because he laid down his life for me. He shed down his blood. He said, by his stripes. So those whips that they gave me at the back are taking care of my sickness. And then you can have the boldness to challenge that headache. You can have the boldness to challenge that liver issue. You can have the boldness to challenge that blood problem and say, no, you don't have right to be here because I have been redeemed. Because he himself took away my infirmity. Hello? You can challenge every devil that wants to try to put poverty on you. Because Bible said that cursed is everyone that hanging on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentile. Hello? Are you a Gentile? Yes. But he said, the blessing of Abraham upon them. By faith. Hello? So without knowledge, you can't have faith. So we need to dig for the knowledge of God. Number three, without knowledge, the truth, without the knowledge of the truth, the thief, which is the devil, he will continue to manipulate you. Without the knowledge of the truth, the thief, which is the devil, will manipulate you out of all things that belong to you. He will talk them out of it. That is his gimmicks. He went into them, to Abraham, Adam, and Eve, and said, you guys, how are you doing? He said, fine. What have you been doing? Oh, we've been jogging, watching TV, CNN, SBC, whatever. I said, But I have something to discuss with you. He said, what is it? That was Eve talking to him. He said, what? Do you know that God didn't love you? Are you sure? That tree that said you should not eat, the day you eat of it, he said, God doesn't love you. Eat it now so that you will be like God. But they were created in the image of God already. So he took advantage of their ignorance. So if you don't have the understanding of the knowledge of the truth, the devil will always take advantage of you. He will tell you, he will give you reasons. You see, let me tell you, let me give you this example. You know, when we are growing up, I think Mr. Douglas will understand this one. We believe, and when we are youth there, that if you go out, you go to party and you're coming back. When you are coming back, if you are scared of the spirit, start smoking, isn't it? Because we believe that the odor of the smoke will chase away evil spirit. Is it true? Which spirit is behind smoking? So how can the odor of cigarette chase away spirit? It's a lie. The devil specializes in lie. So if you don't know the truth, he will capture you. That will not be a portion of the name of Jesus Christ. It's a lie. If that you say, you know, you have been stealing all these days, they didn't see you. You know, this office, they only put you in the office as an accountant. The camera is not working well. Just last year, you put 10 to it, they didn't know. They are mumu, put 20 this year. And by the time you put it, the one that will go and meet your guy. Then see, he will move in by the angels, his own fake angel. At that time, when you are writing the other, you come to you, they will catch you. You see, so ignorance has nothing good to offer you. Please, brethren. The devil is a liar. So know your right. If Hannah didn't know her right, she would have died as a barren woman. Hello? Papa. If Abraham didn't know his right, he would have wasted in that place. Know your right. Know your right. See, go and check, even in the most countries where dictatorship is reigning, do you know that that's the one of the reasons why they block people from gaining access? He's from country, they will say, okay, don't let them get access to the news. Oh. Because he knows that when they listen to the news and they see what is happening in other places, they will revolt. So they will block them. They are access to the truth. That's what the devil does. As long as the book was closed, weeping continues. The book has to be opened for weeping to stop. Hello?
Hi.
What's Once the book is open, weeping must stop. So what you must labor for, labor to gain access to the book. Abba, you know, in the temple, there are three things there. The book, which is the law, hello, and the manna, and all, the rod. As long as you have access to the presence of God, your food, your daily needs is met. Hello? The rod is there to direct you. So he will try as much as possible to cover the thing. I'm telling you, you know, as a pastor, it's normal for children of pastor to be wayward, you know, because you are dealing with the devil. And say, give me any excuse. No. Say, no. Hallelujah. Because I can't find it in the truth. The truth says, the generation of the upright shall be mighty. So anything less than that is not permitted in the life of my children. They have not born that devil. Where will you enter? I want you to stand on that principle. That as long as the heaven and earth remain, as long as there is day and night, nothing shall succeed in bringing down your children. Who bought that devil? How? Which man are you going to use? Hallelujah. Please, brethren, be intoxicated with the truth. Abba, he said in that verse 10 of Revelation 5 that we read, he said, they shall reign. Abba, can you be buffeted and still be reigning? Abba, can they be carrying you from one hospital to another and still be reigning? No, that's not what you call reigning. He said, have dominion. Thank you, Jesus. I have to release you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Ha! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Number four. Why do I need knowledge? The Bible reference to number three is John 10:10. He said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But he said, I've come to give you life and life in abundance. Hallelujah. But the thief cometh to steal. The thief cometh to steal. He's a thief. Don't let him take advantage of you. Number four. No entity can ever rise above his mentality. No, there is no entity, be it national or personal. There is no nation that can ever rise above the mindset, the level of mindset of his people. So when you see a nation where they are being manipulated and being treated somehow anyhow, it is because of ignorance. See, if everyone will know their rights and know how to choose leader, Will a 419 emerge as a president? No! Because you know! Hello? Like I was sharing with us in the train when I was coming. I said they wanted somebody to be the chairman. And they said, and he told them that he was going to give them water supply in a town as big as a promotion. I said, that's a lie. I can't vote for a person like that because I know that the budget of a local government cannot give a town as big as water. Where will he get it from? And you are voting for him. He is taking advantage of your ignorance. Before I elect you as a representative, I ask you, what plan do you have? What does it mean to be a representative? What does it mean to be a lawmaker? You are a lawmaker. You are telling me you are going to give me water. That's not your responsibility. You are not executive. You take advantage of it. See, they are taking advantage of people's ignorance. That's why they say there is no nation, no entity that can ever rise above its level of understanding. Oh, it's not possible. The one that made this product, called man, said it. Look at his word here. Proverbs 23 and verse 7. He said, for as he thinketh, as in Proverbs 23:7, and for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So what you think about is what you become. And what you think about is your knowledge base. See, your mind is like a box full of information. Picture it to be like a ball. So every time you want to think about something, university people say, oh, no, that is it. He's turning his mind. You tear those information together. And you say, okay, which one is the right one? How do I handle the issue? This boy is behaving like this. How do I handle it? This girl is not listening to my instruction. How do I handle it? Oh, my husband is not behaving in a particular way as I expect him to behave. Oh, what has come over him? What step did I take to prove, to motivate this? What did I do? See, you don't know, you think. And information is the instrument that you use. So when you don't have the information, for example, when you don't have the information about your right for supernatural health, the devil will come and give you life and say, you know, in summer, it's very normal to have Allergy. Yes, people are having allergy. Is it everybody? Abba.
You say, pastor has come. Is it everybody? The devil said the devil is moving to and fro, looking for whom he may devour. Which means he can't devour everybody. So if allergy shows up, what do you say? You say, no, I refuse to register. As part of those who will be buffeted by it, it must go. Would Jesus be admitted in the hospital because it's summer? No. Because the Bible said that as long as earth remained, summer will always be, said cold time and harvest time. I mean, it's a cold and winter and harvest. Planting and harvest season will always come. So even when Jesus come back, there will be summer. Abba, will Jesus be dropping water because he's pulling? Abba. Hello? So say, I refuse to be intimidated by the devil. Abba. You see, that's the product of knowledge. You know and have an edge over him. You know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So no entity can ever rise above his mentality. Let's stand up. Thank you, Jesus. Let me just add one see as we are standing up. Without the knowledge of the truth, exploit is impossible. Daniel 11:32. Without the knowledge of the truth, exploit is impossible. Daniel 11:32. He said, as such, as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt, shall the devil corrupt. What does it mean to do wickedly against the covenant? It means to work against it. Hello? The covenant says, you know what is the covenant? Covenant is an agreement between two parties. Hello? That has spelled out conditions and those conditions are attached to it. And if you break it, there's what? Consequence of it. And so, if you take a step against the covenant, he said you will be corrupted. If you take the covenant against the covenant of prosperity, you will be corrupted. Hello? If you take the covenant against the covenant of spiritual health, you will be corrupted. Hello? For example, as a wife, if you don't submit, you are taking a covenant, a step against the covenant. Hello? As a husband, if you don't love, hello? If you are expecting your husband to earn your love, or your wife to earn your love, you are taking a covenant against the covenant that was made on your wedding day. Because you said, I will love you in time of challenge, I will love you in time of peace, I will love you in every time. And there is a challenge, you say, hey, back out to you. You are taking a step against the covenant, and you will reap it. So ignorance is terrible. It's not God's fault. Oh well, but why if there is God? Because some people, when you witness to them, say if there is God, why is the entire earth like this? There is Baba everywhere. But some people still go around with terrible way. Is it the Baba's fault? If you don't go to the Baba, your hair can grow to the extent that they will be killing rat on it. You have to go to the Baba. God is there. You go to him. How do you go to him? You do his work. Thank you, Jesus. Let's take communion, brethren. I believe God has deposited something in your life today. Has God deposited anything in your life today?
Yes.
I assure you, as the Lord liveth, next time when you pray, you will get speedy answers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As you are calling on him, results shall come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Do you know what the Bible said? The God that answered by fire shall be my God. Hello? You will hear story in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That agent of the devil that has been trying to stand against your blessing is no more there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It shall become part of history in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord will fight your battle for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we are partaking of the communion today, you can write this reference down in Luke chapter 24. Luke 24 verses 13 to 32. We are not going to read everything because of our time. But I just want to read verse 29. Sorry, thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 24, 13 through to 32. It was a mystery that Jesus performed to the disciples there. You remember that after the resurrection, he was talking to them. These were people that knew him very well before. And he was talking to them. They didn't know him. Bible said their eyes were held. So which means when somebody couldn't see, there is a seal, just like in that book of Revelation, that is blocking the access. Hello? And in verse 20, 25. Let's start from verse 25. Luke 13, 25 says, "Then he said unto them, O fools of slow of heart to believe all that the prophet has spoken." He said, "Well, can't you understand? The prophet has spoken it. It's in the word. It's in the record." He said, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?" He said, "And beginning at Moses and all the prophets," that means taking it from Genesis until all the prophets, he expanded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning. So he explained to them because they didn't understand. They were saying, "No," they were sorrowing and saying, "Oh, our master has been killed. Oh, what has happened?" They hated him. They didn't understand. So he explained to them from Genesis to the first five book of the Bible is called Moses. And we have Moses, we have the law and the prophet. That's the how we divide the Bible, isn't it? So he took it from Genesis to the end and explained to them that no, even though Christ was supposed to suffer, but now he has resurrected. And but look at verse 28. He said, "And they drew near unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further." So despite explaining to them from Genesis to the last, they didn't still understand. So it's not enough to just sit in the church. Hello? There is this power that must come upon you to destroy every seed that the devil has been using to cover your access to the truth. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said, but in verse 29, he said, "But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent." And when he went in to tarry with them, as he went into the house with them, and it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, I mean, he sat to eat with them. He didn't say, "Okay, go to the temple and get special food." No, it was the food they were supposed to eat that evening. You look at it now. He said he sat at meat with them. Then he took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. And their eyes were open. So one of the mysteries through which we gain access to the deep things of God is the communion table. So communion table is not snacks. Hello? That's why when we are fasting, we set apart day or time. I say, "Lord, I am fasting for social reason." Don't just say, "Okay, fast for 21 days. For 21 days, for what?" Hello? Don't go, I've told you, don't go to presence of God without no reason. Don't go empty and say, "Oh, in Jesus' name, good fast 22 days now." In Jesus, Jesus, what? What exactly are you fasting for? If you are fasting for 21 days, you can say, "Okay, the first 3 days I'm taking the issue of my children to the Lord." Be focused. And as you are praying, you said the generation of the upright shall be mighty. My sins shall be mighty. Why is it that this boy is not, his grade is not rising? And the Holy Spirit will just tell you as you are fasting. And say, "You know what? He's spending too much time with the TV. Change it." He will give you practical solutions. Hallelujah. This business is not going up. What do we do? It's because you are wasting time. The time you are supposed to do, to think about your business. You know, I like what Dim said one time. You remember Dim said when his daddy was watching, was it TV? What he said, "You are watching movies for you to sit down with your driving book." He challenged him. Now, look at it now. The result came. The Holy Spirit spoke through that child. Say, "Isn't there for you to watch African movie? Don't watch African movies. Watch your driving movie. Sit down with your book and read." Hello? He said, "Study." Bible says study. Hello? Bible says study to show yourself approved. Okay. To avoid shame. You don't study, you are praying. Nothing will happen. Study. Study. And so he gave them communion and their eyes opened. As you are partaking of the communion today, your eyes will open the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, "And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished from their sight." And they said unto one another, "Did not our heart burn within us why he talketh with us by the way, while he opened what? To us the scripture." So the Bible said, when he opened them, their hearts, you know, he started panting. And it happens to us normally like that. There are things the Holy Spirit is telling you, but you are not sure of it. But as you are partaking of the communion today,
your eyes will open the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. You will see it in a crystal clear way in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Maybe there's one issue that has to do with your family. Maybe something has been plaguing generations of the past. But the Holy Spirit will reveal to you the step to take in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And the Lord liveth. That thing, that place you are hoping to get to, the way to it will be revealed today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This same week, the Lord will lead you to the promised land in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Let's stretch our hands to it, to the communion table. Let's declare it blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. You remember, it's a mystery. Through the life of Jesus, it's transferred, it's transplanted, it's released unto us. And we know that the blood of Jesus, because we know that the life of the flesh is in the blood. As you are partaking of the blood of Jesus, you are receiving his life. As you are partaking of the flesh, you are receiving his body. And his body was broken for our sake, that your body will not be broken again. So give God thanks. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare this communion blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As we partake of it today, we decree access to the deep things of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We decree understanding in such a way that the way that we take our promised land be revealed unto us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said that the life of the flesh is in the blood. We therefore decree that everything caused sickness in the life of anyone right now be swallowed up in victory in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Everything that is infecting your mind, maybe you remember something, maybe you remember something and makes you to be afraid. Maybe you remember that thing, and every time you remember, you get to a point, to a point that you start weeping. And the Lord liveth. The same word of God has said that the weeping ceased when the book opened. When the book was opened, I decree that the book will be opened in your favor today. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Bible said Mordecai was remembered when the book of the king was opened. And therefore decree that whosoever agent that was impacted to be the instrument that God will use to take it to your next level, the book of remembrance will be open concerning you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Everywhere you have submitted a paper and you are expecting the good result, the book will be open and you will be favored in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Every of your expectations shall become testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
As you partake of this blood today, the blood of Jesus, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over. I therefore decree that evil shall pass over, shall not come near you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Sickness shall pass over, shall not come near you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Every form of calamity shall pass over, it shall not come near you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Blessed be your holy name, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Let's all partake of it as the choir give us song. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this message. However, I want to remind you that God loves you so much that he gave his only begotten Son for the entire world, including you, to be saved from sin and all its consequences. It therefore does not make any sense to spend the next minute of your life without accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. God bless you as you believe and confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior right now. Hallelujah.